Our beautiful women. Oh, man. What would the world be without our women? Well, I'll tell you this here. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to the Muslim media love of my life, which is the voice for Muslim women, Aziza Magazine. I have that magazine in my hand right now. And on the front cover, I have anthropologist Sawad Abdul Kabir. That's right, that's a Muslim sister from Brooklyn, New York. I've watched her grow up, had an opportunity to attend a class with her when I was attending university. She went on and became a doctor. I went on and, and here I am with you on the radio. Work ye in your places. But this is such a beautiful magazine. This is a magazine that was started by our great sister, Taiba Taylor. I had the opportunity to interview her, and she told me about how Aziza Magazine started, and it started with a challenge that she decided to take up, Taiba Taylor. And today, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we have a beautiful, honorable, great quality magazine called Aziza. If you don't have this magazine in your house, your Muslim house, you don't have this magazine? No, listen, your house is not complete without this magazine. You got to have this magazine because the quality of it. Listen, your children will be looking at this magazine, especially those little young sisters. They'll go through it because it is so colorful. And as far as the adults is concerned, they have such great articles in here. I mean, the articles are very profound. Right now, we got the contributors this month is Valerie Amna Bihiri, who is an art historian specializing in both historical and contemporary Islamic art. Shout out to you, sister. Mahira Khan is a graduate of Florida International University College of Law and a law clerk at Targrib G. Hassan Esquire, PA, a firm which focuses on immigration and family law. We have Donna Austin, is a PhD student in the Department of Anthropology at Rutgers University, where she has received her BA in Linguistics and African Studies. Shout out to you, Sister Donna. And Gina Chung is a freelance writer and journalist based in Washington, D.C. These are just some of our beautiful sisters. There's an article in this here when it says, The Power of Contentment by Dr. Jamila Kareem. And it starts off saying, If God's servants bear difficulties and trials sent by God with patience, they are favored. But if they do so with contentment, they are singled out as his chosen ones. And that article goes on and on. And then there's another one. There's a section in this magazine called Shahada. And it features sisters who, you know, took the Shahada recently. And this one is by, Carla Ann Evans, Coming Home, How Islam Embraced Me. And it just starts off, I was a 28-year-old single mother just out of college when I experienced Islam's embrace. To me, it was coming home to something I had always known. There's only one God. And he connects us all. Oh, is that so beautiful? I mean, to come to that realization, that's why you can't stop Islam. Islam can't be stopped. Because once you get connected with Islam, you are actually connecting with the creation. and to come to that as a realization? Do you know how beautiful it is to connect with the creation? To really appreciate the sunrise? To look at the clouds and appreciate them? To know that you didn't make them. That art that comes from those clouds was made by a creator. And it is so beautiful that man had to sit down and put up his sketchboard, and he had to sketch it because he just looking at the clouds was so beautiful. He had to do a sketch of it. Man, oh man, you connect with Islam, you connect with the creation of the creator of the heavens and the earth, and you ain't seen nothing yet. What do you think those NASA people are doing? They're experiencing the great creation of Almighty God, Allah. The creator of the heavens and the earth. That's what Muslims call the creator. Allah. You call him God. We say Allah. Some say Yahweh. Some say other names. But there's only one. There's only one creator. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get back to the magazine. The media love of my life. Let me get back to that. I done got inspired by this article. This Shahada article. That says I was 28 years old, a single mother, just out of college, when I experienced Islam's embrace. To me, it was coming home to something I had always known. There is only one God, and he connects us all. Very beautiful, Sister Carla Evans. This is an article you should read. Then they have a section called Real Gems. And sweeten your outreach and Muslims while filing hands free. Then there's a book club. Women and the Transmission of Religious Knowledge in Islam by Asma Saeed. Reviewed by Imam Abdul Karim. More Than a Prayer, American Muslim Women. This is another book. More Than a Prayer, American Muslim Women, Religious Authority and Activism. So, if I went through this book, I mean, I could just continue to go through this book. But it's a great book. It has some information about cooking, everyday spas and serenity. And brothers and sisters, it's only $30 a year. $30. And you get four great issues. Go to AzizaMagazine.com and order yours today. Aziza Magazine, please get with the media love of my life. Aziza Magazine, that quality magazine. I wouldn't stay you wrong, brothers and sisters. I'm just so fascinated every month when this magazine, not every month, but every quarter, when this magazine comes out, I'm fascinated. Because the colors in it. The color scheme is so, you just got to look at it. You just got to read it. The articles are just so, they just embrace you. And, I'll tell you, you set this magazine down and your little Muslim girls are going to pick it up. And they're going to go through it. And this magazine will hold them. You know why? Because of the colors. And they'll see those sisters in there. And they'll say, oh, I like the way that looks. They'll see the colors. And they'll go through the magazine. And every time this magazine, you get this magazine, your husband will go through it. Looking for the articles. And looking at these beautiful sisters too. Don't get jealous. Don't get jealous, sister, because the brother's admiring his sisters that are properly dressed. That's what I'm doing. I'm just admiring my beautiful sisters. And I respect them. I respect the way they look. I respect the things that these sisters are doing. They don't have to show me their behind. They're showing me their creativity. They're showing me their dignity. They're showing me their academic excellence. Ah, that is a beautiful thing to behold. Ah. Aziza Magazine, brothers and sisters. Aziza Magazine. So I hope you, appreciated the piece we played, which was Sister Shahrazad Ali. You know, sometimes, you know, you just got to come straight and real like that as a reminder. You know, we're getting along in the American circumstance, but, you know, this culture doesn't have our best interest at heart. And if you are not rooted, and, you know, listen, we'll get taken. So we have to remind each other. We must remind each other, hey, not too far to the left, not too far to the right. Keep it halal. Stay balanced. Pull back. And I'll tell you right now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to reveal something to you. There's a plan going on right now that's getting ready to engulf us all. And I know it to be a fact because I see it. And you see it too. And that plan is Christmas. It's coming. They're stocking up the shelves now. They're putting their stuff out on the shelves. They're bringing it out. All that stuff coming from China and Korea and every other place around the world. And they're bringing it right here to the consumer nation, which is known as the United States of America. You know that America is considered a consumer nation. A consumer nation. Yes. Shout out to Kate Bush. This is Kate Bush. She's an R&B flute instrumentalist, and she's playing the cover of This Woman's Work by Maxwell. And thank you so very much, Kate Bush, for putting that music in the background. I think that you're really complimenting what it is that I'm trying to say. So I appreciate you. Yeah, but they listen. The stores are lining up. I mean, they're gearing up and they're getting ready to bring the prices down on everything. So get your money ready. That's what they're saying. Get your money ready because we going to have everything on sale. So you want some new shoes? You want a new coat? You want some new sneakers for the baby? You want a new TV? You want an iPad, iPhone? Shoot, I'm going to give it to you. Listen, I'm going to give you an offer that you can't refuse. They're stocking up and getting ready. So, brothers and sisters, I pray that we will be able to hold on to some of our money. I pray. Let us pray and let us make the effort to hold on to some of our money. Let us make an effort. Let us pray and let us take the act of supporting our local masjids, giving in donations to help to build, get together and start a business, give your support, you know, to your community, those that are doing business. Shout out to Unity Brand Halal, True Detergent, and many others that are out there, you know. There's a brother, he comes around, he sells bean pies on my job. And I make sure that I get. He said, how many you want? I said, I'll take two. Man. But look, I know if I support him, it's supporting the person that's making the bean pies. And that person is a Muslim. But that person, I mean, listen. If I see some good African-American Christians doing something that's good, man, I'm going to support them. As long as they ain't got no pork in it. Let's make that clear. As long as no pork. But you know how black people love pork. This brother on my job, he said, you know, Brother Kareem, I would become a Muslim. He said, but I can't give up that pork. And he was dead serious. He said, man, I can't give up that pork, man. Yeah, good brother though, man. Good brother, man. But he got to give up that pork because it's hurting him. But you know how that go. That's the type of culture that this is. You know? Shout out to all those good Europeans out there, those European Americans. Playing their sports teams and drinking, guzzling it down and supporting the bar industry, the beer industry, even though you're becoming alcoholics. But hey, I know you ain't gonna give it up. I know you're gonna continue because you like it. So I ain't mad at you. Do what you do. You know, do what you do. That's what you got to do. I mean, yeah. That's your choice. You would prefer to do this or do that. That's cool. Do you. But we have the responsibility. When I say we as a community. We have the responsibility of building our own media. Shout out to Magic Johnson, who's doing his thing as far as media is concerned. Shout out to Oprah doing her thing as far as media. Shout out to TV One. Shout out to Radio One. Shout out to all those DJs out there. All those MCs out there. Those positive DJs and MCs. All those positive and instructive entertainers. And all you entertainers out there with the big money. Do something for your community. Do something for your community. Got to make it work. We got to find ways to make it work. Yeah. Well, it's 4:38 right now. 5 o'clock, we're going to hear Imam Yusuf Ramadan. Yep, Imam Yusuf Ramadan will be coming on at 4 o'clock. So get ready. But again, let me just remind you one more time about this important message.